Hey everyone, welcome to Inside MTV Siesta Key. I'm Laura Finaldi.
I'm Anna Bryson. Laura's making me laugh already.
What's so funny, Anna? I don't know why you're laughing.
I wish this was a video and not just on audio.
I'm just like worked up right now. It's Friday afternoon. You know, it's almost the weekend. We're hanging out. I got my dog in here. Linus is in studio again. He's sleeping on my lap. Anna's dancing over there. Okay, first things first. We're really sorry about the delay on the podcast this week, but it's been a crazy week. And it's just hard because, you guys, like, we're doing other things, and Anna has to go cover things. I have to go cover things. Sometimes it's hard to get our schedules together, but we're here now.
But we're here.
Yay, we're here.
We're ready to pod.
We're so ready to pod. Okay, so couple things right off the bat. First of all, shout out to Kelly Deming in Tampa, Anna's boyfriend's mother. Hello. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and to all of our listeners, of course. We really appreciate you guys tuning in and sticking with us. And so just wanted to, you know, appreciate you guys for a second. Another bit of news from this week. I saw the boutique where Juliet allegedly works. It's called
allegedly. Such a journalist.
Yeah, I saw it's Blend. It's actually, so on the show, I remember last week we were talking about this place, Libby's, which is in Southside Village in Sarasota. And it was that pink building. I was telling Anna, I was saying, I think that's Libby's because there's a pink building across the street. Turns out that the boutique is literally right next door to Libby's. So it's not on Siesta Key, as many places aren't. But yeah, it's a real place.
What was it like?
It was cute. So I asked the girl at the front desk. She said they opened 3 months ago. So what was that? Oh, November, right? Because Linus is 3 months old. So it had to be November, right? Oh my God, I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
That checks out.
help. Okay.
Took me a second.
Oh my God. So it was cute. And you know what was interesting was that they have wine on tap. It's like a bar, too.
Do you pay for it?
Yeah. It's like real. It's pretty expensive. Like it's like $13 a glass.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Better be some good wine.
I wonder if it is good wine. But yeah, it was like the middle of the day on Tuesday. I was like sick and I was going to the doctor, and I just stopped by to the market across the street on my way back from the doctor. And I popped in there. It's very clean, very well set up. There's not a ton of stuff in there, but it's a nice looking boutique. Men's and women's clothing.
Was Courtney there?
Courtney was not there.
No Juliet?
No Juliet. But I'd been following Juliet on Instagram all weekend, and I think she was at the Super Bowl. Oh, remember who she...
Oh, and she was with Tyler Cameron?
Yeah. If you guys don't know who Tyler Cameron is, he was the runner-up on the most recent season of The Bachelorette. He's a total dreamboat. Like, objectively, he's just a really good-looking guy. Seems like a nice guy. And there was an Us Weekly story about, oh, or him and Juliet hanging out, and Juliet posted it, and she's like, yeah, I saw a lot of people that weekend, so I don't think they're a thing.
No, it seemed like she was just like, oh, Tyler, be in my Instagram story.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay,
yeah,
I guess so.
He's got like 2 million Instagram followers. I don't know how many she has, but...
She thinks she's in with The Bachelor ever since Robbie.
Oh, that's so true, yeah. But like Tyler's kind of graduated from Bachelor status to regular celebrity status because, first of all, he dated Gigi Hadid right after The Bachelorette aired. And he dated one of Kylie Jenner's best friends and is like partied with Kylie Jenner. So it's like, come on, it's totally different. Tears of celebrity, but not saying that Juliet couldn't get a guy like Tyler. I'm sure she could, but I just highly doubt that they're actually going to be a match. And you know, he's an Aquarius and she's a Cancer, so
that's a match.
Really
let me
bad.
Tell you guys, coming from a Cancer,
not a great match.
Does not work.
Not a great match. Okay, so and I did find Courtney on Instagram. Luckily, just to bring it back to Courtney, it kind of took me a while to find her, but once I found the boutique, I found her on Instagram. So I follow her now. I think it's at Court Edbrook on Instagram. So yeah, I stan. Not really. She's fine. Okay. So what do you remember? We watched the episode on Tuesday. It's Friday now. So like just off the bat, what do you remember? What are your thoughts overall on this week's episode?
Juliet getting a lot of forgiveness, which doesn't really make sense. Yeah. I don't know if we want to start at the end.
We can kind of...
Let's start at the beginning.
Okay, all right. Why don't we do that then? We'll build up to it. But speaking of forgiveness, the opening scene is, I think they're all at the beach. Amanda's there with Chloe, JJ, and Jared's there. A whole bunch of them are at the beach. And they're talking about Kara and how she freaks out, how she freaked out last episode. And it kind of seems like Kara's not going to be on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't, like...
I don't care that she's not going to be on the show. She bored me.
You know what? Like, this should have been so obvious, but I was like, oh my God, she's just a spoiled brat. Oh, she really is. She's just completely spoiled. But Madison says, I just talked to her on the phone, which who knew those two were friends? I had no idea they were friends. And she goes, I hope that if I were to freak out that you guys would forgive me, which fair enough, but also Madison would never, ever, ever flip out like that. Mm-hmm. You know, she's not like a person who would disrespect other people in that way.
Yeah.
I don't think she would. But so, and then they're talking about like how Kara is going to go back to New Jersey. And then they're all splashing around in the water and like JJ and Amanda are like flirting and stuff. What do you think about that?
Disrespectful mm-hmm. to our boy Brandon.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. I don't really understand why if you date someone for 3.5 years and then you break up and you go through the trouble of like getting over them. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm too much of a hard ass about, swearing. Maybe I'm too much of a, you know, how I kind of like dig my heels in about stuff like that. But I'm sure it's easy to backslide like that. But I just figure like if enough time has passed, then why bother? But I don't know. I feel like you don't agree.
I mean, we see she's not as into Brandon as he's into her mm-hmm. again.
Yeah.
Sad for him.
I know.
He thought it was going to be real this time.
Oh, Brandon. So, yeah, he FaceTimes them, and she really does a good job of, you know, working around the whole JJ thing. She doesn't even, like, he's like, who are you with? And she just says, oh, everyone. And then they move on. She's like, how's Miami? You don't have any groupies with you? Haha, funny. Okay. So that's the beach scene. JJ, Amanda, whatever. But then we see Alex and Alyssa on the boat eating a cheese plate. That made me happy, of course. what do you think about Alyssa?
I feel like we didn't get to know her that much,
mm-hmm.
but she used to be Juliet's hairdresser. I would be so mad if my hairdresser started dating my ex.
Yeah.
Julian, she would never.
Is your hairdresser as hot as Alyssa?
Yeah, she's hotter.
Oh, man. Jeez. I mean, I think Alyssa is really pretty, and she seems a lot more mature than Juliet.
How old is she?
I don't know.
She looks a little older.
Yeah. I don't know how old Alex is either, honestly. I probably should have looked into that. But she is really pretty. And so I guess Alyssa's the one from last season who told Chloe, oh, Juliet's talking a lot of crap about you. And Juliet was like, my hairdresser. Oh, my best friend, my hairdresser. Who knew? And then they say that it might be weird to see Juliet at Amanda's party, but Alyssa's just kind of like, who cares? It is interesting how her and Alex have been friends since they were in elementary school, though. What do you think of those pictures of Alex from elementary school? Did you see him?
Was it on the show? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. They were cute. But yeah, he said he's moved on. He's happy. But do you think he's moved on?
Probably not. But with him, does he even have feelings? Like, does he have the capacity to have feelings? Is he human?
I don't know. He might be an alien. I feel like it's more about possessing something with him.
I just feel like he has no emotional depth. Yeah, it's about possession, about power.
Yeah. Do I have the most beautiful girl? Well, I remember last season, Brian said something like, instead of saying, Juliet, you look so nice, one time he was like, I always have the prettiest dates.
Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Always about him.
He is a fellow Taurus.
Oh,
but it's like
Laura.
The possessiveness, you know? I mean, I don't think I'm that possessive, but I do like stuff. And I like carrying my dog around. But anyway, yeah, weird. So, okay. Looks like Juliet and Robbie's trip to Greece was not as fabulous as she was hoping it would be.
Nope. She was like, oh, it was fine. It was okay.
Yeah. Kelsey's like, are you going to get married? And it was funny how, you know, the photographer was there with them the whole time. It was paid for because of all brand things. Isn't that crazy? I mean, how is that? That's not really a vacation.
It's more like working.
Yeah. Which is fine. And it's cool. She did say they got to stay in like a really nice hotel, but I don't know. I mean, she just doesn't seem too thrilled about it. I'm not surprised. But yeah, she wants to make up with Amanda and Chloe, which is good. And Kelsey asks her if they got to spend any one-on-one time, her and Robbie, and she says not really. So, I mean, what's the point of traveling that far with your boyfriend if it's not actually going to be, like, if you're not actually going to, like, have any alone time or, like, enjoy it?
I wonder if she regrets going.
Well, we don't know about what happened with her job.
Right.
Maybe we'll find out next week. Yeah, but don't you think that, like, that kind of sounds like Robbie's idea of romance? Like brand partnerships and like sponsored hotel rooms. He's like, what? It's so romantic. He's weird.
He is so using her.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, so I'm not sure if, I mean, she does say that she's worried that Chloe's going to press charges. So that's part of what's going on. And we get a scene with Kelsey talking to Jake, who's Robbie's friend. And in Juliet's voiceover, she's like, well, he's kind of her boss because he works, I guess, for the influencer agency that Kelsey works for. Hmm. Which I don't really know if that makes him her boss, but maybe just someone maybe like a coworker. And he says that he doesn't really think there's anything between Kelsey and Jared. He's like, I've been in rooms with you and Jared, and I don't think it's there. But then he mentions that his dad has been battling cancer, and he gets really upset. What'd you think about that? Like, their whole interaction?
Yeah, I feel like they connected over that because of the situation with Kelsey's mom. It was still kind of, I think the situation seemed really awkward. Again, as many of the situations on the show are, but a little bit of common ground there.
Like, the conversation was awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he started crying. So that was like, and I think Kelsey kind of did a nice job of handling that.
I feel like she wasn't that, like, nurturing.
Yeah, I don't really know how nurturing of a person she is. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seemed like they kind of had definitely more of a connection than her and Jared.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just like, sure. God knows what. Who the hell? I don't know what's going on. And she says, oh, yeah, well, you know what? It's okay to break down. You have a good shoulder on your head.
Ah!
I love that he corrected her.
Head.
That was great that he corrected her. I was like, is he going to be too nervous to correct her? But he didn't. And then we have Amanda and Brandon making out in the hot tub.
Ooh.
No condoms floating around this time that we can see.
Maybe it was theirs last time.
Maybe. But why would you just take it off and, like, put it in the pool? That's so gross. Throw it away. It's trash. Yuck. So Brandon is upset because Amanda invites JJ to her birthday party, which obviously if she was super into Brandon, she wouldn't do. Then he asks her to be exclusive.
And what does she say? Yet again. Why did he expect anything different? She just wants to hook up. She doesn't want a relationship with him.
No. Definitely not.
I feel kind of bad for him.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he really likes her.
You think?
And she's like, oh, no, I don't want to. Oh, and the classic F-boy line of, well, I don't want to put a label on it. You know what that means?
Yeah, that's a no.
Such a classic line.
It is.
I like sleeping with you, but I don't want to date you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, at that point, that's it. She's basically saying, like, he asked her to be exclusive, and she wants to have fun, and it's like, okay, well, then if you ask her and she says no, then it's probably never going to happen. So you kind of have to decide, do you just want to hook up with her, or do you, you know, like, or do you want more? And so I guess Brandon kind of has to decide whether or not he's going to walk away from that, which I don't think he's going to.
He should, out of self-respect.
I know, he should.
Stand up for yourself.
I know. But I think he, like, doesn't want to be alone. Like, he's lonely. He wants a distraction. I mean, that was the whole point, right?
Was it?
From Madison and Ish. That's messed up, Ish. That's messed up. You know, like that. Then he goes to Amanda, right? Remember? The beginning of the season? Like, Madison shows up with Ish, and then he, like, just turns to Amanda, and she's like, I'll keep you distracted. Remember? Well, that's kind of...
What?
Yeah, that was how they got started, the beginning of the season, this season.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
When she was drinking a jalapeno margarita.
And giving him the bedroom eyes.
Yes.
Never looking
staring
away.
Into his soul.
It's so funny how scared he looks sometimes when he's around her. Like, he looks terrified. It's, like, kind of adorable. So, okay. Juliet and Robbie at Robbie's house. Robbie's, like, taking a business call. I'm so sick of him. I'm so sick of him. He's so boring. And she says she wants to repair her friendships with Chloe and Amanda. He's like, doesn't like that. He's so annoying. She asks him if he wants to come to Amanda's party. And he says, who's on the guest list? And I wrote down, he thinks everything's a damn VIP event. Like, even a birthday party. Like, who's on the guest list? Really, Robbie? Okay. So then we get the look at what he texted Alex, which is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Like, why did he even bother?
I was yelling at the screen. Just the amount of emojis that Alex used in his response. So ridiculous. The sunglasses emoji.
I mean, Robbie is, like, going out of his way to say, I really care about this girl. Like, why are you talking to Alex? Why are you trying to convince him? Like, he's obviously going to be mad. And Alex is like, your girl calls me all the time.
Sunglass emoji.
He's savage. Yeah. And then Juliet decides that it's a good idea for her and Alex to sit down and have a conversation and quote unquote clear the air. Robbie says, what do you think that's going to accomplish? He's only going to talk crap about him, and he said it's not going to go well. He's like a 12-year-old. He's against it, but she decides to do it anyway. I mean, like, this clearing the air stuff, does it make sense? Like, does this make sense to you? Like, that they'd actually be able to have a conversation that would lead to, like, clearing things up and not making things awkward anymore?
I mean, it's a good idea, but obviously Alex is not going to be a mature adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she probably knew that.
I think she just wanted to talk to him, you know, like, she
an
wanted
excuse
an excuse
to talk.
I mean, yeah. Plus, then she just, like, pulls up to his house. She's probably like, I mean, maybe this is just me, you know, with my whole tourist thing. You know how I told you I love people's houses?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, oh, look, it's the house where so many things happened. Wow. I mean, that's how I would feel anyway. But so she just rolls up to his house and... I mean, it's funny. Like, so we get, like, a brief scene of Alex's dad asking Alex about what's going on at Crescent Club. And how Alex is saying it should look more beachy, which is, we've covered that extensively. I disagree. I was wondering, why would they have this conversation at his house? Like, why not a neutral place? But then I realized, probably budgeting. She talks about, she mentions like how she wanted to get a Lexus, but she didn't have the credit for it, which I thought was kind of funny. And she said she was worried about running into him, and she hates, quote unquote, walking on eggshells because she's afraid of running into him. And he says, you're free to do whatever you want. And I just thought, well, Juliet's like, she's putting that on herself. She doesn't actually have to walk on eggshells around Sarasota. Because Alex is back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because, like, he doesn't like Robbie. Does that really mean that she has to, like, walk on eggshells?
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense.
I mean, no one's... It's not like everyone's, like, watching her every minute, you know? I don't really know what she's worried about. Like I said, I just think she wants to talk to him.
Yeah. And yeah. Sarasota's not the kind of place where you just, like, always run into people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Even though it's a pretty small town.
Yeah, but I don't know. Unless they go to the same place, you know, it's, there's a million bars here.
Yeah, maybe she was just more worried about Amanda's party. And he said he's handled the situation between them the best he possibly can. You're dating one of my old friends. He's a loser. I'm glad it's not a super stud because then I'd be really upset. he says, you're not over me. I'm not 100% over you. And she interrupts immediately and goes, you're definitely not over me. And he says, okay, sure. But the guy you're with is a B-I-T-C-H. It's sad because he's actually using you. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that. And she starts crying. And she's like, I want you to be happy for me. And he says, I don't want to date another girl. That would hurt you. And then they go about the whole, like, she's like, you haven't found a girl that's hotter than me.
That part sent me. She is so conceited.
Yeah.
So conceited.
Yeah. That's so weird that she would say that.
Ooh. So full of herself. I can't believe those words came out of her mouth. What's her sign?
Cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's her rising?
I have no idea.
We got to find out when she was born.
I know. What time you were born, Juliet?
She must be a Leo rising.
Just like you? Cancer, Leo rising?
Oh,
gee.
God. I don't think I would say that.
No, you would. Well, not in public. Well, you would probably, honestly, you'd probably say that. You would. You have said that.
What? Have I?
I mean, I've said it too. We both said it.
Okay, I'm a little conceited.
No, but like, I mean, I wouldn't say it like on a, I don't know. I wouldn't
say it on reality TV where everyone can hear me saying it.
And I would only say that's like you.
Exactly.
You know, like you and like other, a couple other like close friends, like not to, I don't even think I would say that to my ex because it's just so petty, but they are really petty. The two of them are extremely petty when it comes to each other.
Yeah.
So they probably say all kinds of... I mean, it was petty. I wouldn't go to my ex and be like, oh my God, your new girlfriend is like... I'm so much hotter than your new girlfriend. Like, that's just... I would never say that. But I would say that to you. I'd be like, Anna, right, look at this. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, so the conversation was a train wreck. At one point... Madison mentions in a group setting that Robbie has serial killer vibes, which she speaks the truth.
I love that they agreed with us on that.
It's just so obvious.
We've been saying that since we first saw him.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, he's the worst. And so she says she's not bringing Robbie to the party as a favor or like out of respect to Alex. What do you think of this? What is this, like medieval times? Or, like, I don't get it.
But out of respect or just because she's afraid?
Well, you know, honestly, here's the thing.
I would take Alex over Robbie in a fight, for sure.
Yeah, in a fight, definitely. But I guess here's the thing. Juliet is not really the kind of person who does things out of respect for other people. I think she just didn't want to bring Robbie because she's not that into Robbie. Mm. And if Alex is there and they're at a party, she can actually like confront Alex and like tell him how weird it is and say how they're not over each other. But like if Robbie's there, then she can't do all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think about my hot take? Hashtag hot take. Hot takes for days.
No, I think that's accurate because, yeah, if Robbie was there, she couldn't be, you know, talking to Alex.
Exactly.
On the prowl.
Oh, my God. But I don't think she knew he was going to bring Alyssa.
No.
And did you get the impression that she knew about him and Alyssa before the party? Or do you think that she was surprised?
I think she was surprised that he brought her.
Mm-hmm.
She probably knew they were hooking up, if they're always hooking up.
Yeah, and I don't think she takes it super seriously. Like, she does, but not, like, in a super, like, she seemed completely crushed by it kind of way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like you said, they have hooked up for a long time. So, I don't know. But then it's so, oh my God, another, this is like the episode of Petty. Because when Alyssa walks in with Alex, Amanda says to Juliet, remember who you are and remember who she is.
Ooh.
What is that? What does that mean?
I don't know. They're just being mean.
Like, is it just like Juliet's the star of Siesta Key and a huge influencer and Alyssa's a hairdresser? Is that what they're trying to say?
Probably. And Alyssa's not blonde.
So what? She's a really hot brunette.
She is. She is.
Yeah.
I think it was funny looking at during the episode, looking at her versus then every one of the girls on the show is blonde because of course they are.
The sea of blondes standing at that table at Amanda's birthday party. So many blondes. Yeah. Wade asked me where that was and I couldn't figure it out where the party was. Do you know? Like,
I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell if it was Sarasota. It didn't look like any Sarasota rooftop bar. There were all those letters that were throwing me off. Probably somewhere in Tampa or St. Pete would be my guess. But, you know, Juliet's saying how, like, Rob, you know, she didn't bring Robbie out of respect to Alex, but Alex is looking at her every second. I'm sure he is. And then Chloe, well, I guess, like, I skipped over this, but I guess Jake was talking crap about Alex before he showed up to the party. And then Chloe goes, oh, you had a lot to say about Alex before he got here.
That was so funny. Chloe always just trying to start drama.
I know.
It's so obvious at this point.
It wasn't even entertaining.
Like, come on, Chloe, really?
Yeah.
Really? Are you that desperate for some drama on your show?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and then Jake calls Alex a sociopath, and Alex struggles to define the word sociopath, which is funny.
That was my favorite part of the episode. Just, Alex is so dumb. Oh, bro, are you majoring in sociology now?
It was like the dumbest thing ever. Like, later, Alex is like, there's like a difference between boys and men. I'm like, are you calling yourself a man? Like, you know, not to... But that there was nothing mature about that conversation at all.
No, it was, they both seemed so dumb.
I know. And Jake's just kind of digging his heels in, and he's saying, like, his background is in common sense and whatever. So, just two dumb people arguing. And Kelsey pulls Jake away. She's like, why would you talk to him? He's already a dumbass and a violent person. And Jake goes, if he hits me, I'm taking daddy's money. Awesome. And then they kind of have a moment where Kelsey's like, well, I care about you. There's like a little glimmer.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah. I could see something between them.
Yeah. Did we talk about Jared's feelings on this already?
No.
Okay.
Talk about them.
How do you think that Jared feels? Do you think he noticed the spark?
Yes. There was a little like cut where he was like looked over and he's like, what is that? What is that? I don't know what he thinks about Kelsey. Like, is it just like, Kelsey is in close proximity to me, therefore we are dating. Like, there's nothing, like, no spark.
They went on a date.
Right, they did. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like they would have showed us something else to show that maybe that they'd done other things. I don't think she spent the night at his place or anything. I don't see any, like, I don't know. I just don't get the sense that there's a lot of a vibe. Like, Brandon and Amanda, definitely, like, there's chemistry there.
Mm-hmm.
And they obviously like hooking up with each other, but with Jared, Kelsey, it's like, just doesn't make sense to me at all. I think they have real chemistry. Okay, so this is the Juliet forgiveness tour 2020.
Yes.
Yeah. She gets forgiveness from Chloe and from Amanda.
Okay, why are they forgiving her? She assaulted Chloe and she's just giving out forgiveness just like that. And then the phone. So Amanda finds out that Juliet knew what happened to her phone. So Robbie threw it into the water. First of all, why did he do that?
He thought it was funny.
He is insane. And I would not forgive her if she knew the whole time that he threw her phone in the water and she's been freaking out about it. They knew it was Robbie the whole time.
Yeah.
And she just forgives her?
Yeah, I know.
Why does Juliet get all the forgiveness all the time? It's like Juliet does all these terrible things and gets forgiven. And then somebody does one thing to her and it's the end of the world.
It's so weird, right? It's so weird. I don't get it. Like, I don't get dynamics like that. I've known people like that. Everyone has known people like that in their lives. Like, why is it that you're the center of everything and you can just trounce over everybody and treat people however you want? And then when you ask forgiveness, you're like given forgiveness so quickly. It's absolute crap. It's crap. But I don't know. I don't know. Is it just because she's like super hot and because Alex likes her?
Maybe because she's like the star of the show.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. She's just so annoying. And Robbie, you know, in the flashback, he's like, wait, let me tell you later. I have to tell you something later. Remind me. You might cry again. It's so funny. What's funny? Is it supposed to be funny?
What?
Robbie thought it was so funny that he threw Amanda's phone in the water that Juliet would start crying again. He's delusional. He's a freaking robot. Yeah, and then, like, Amanda gives her a hug, and she's like, I know, baby. You're going to learn a great lesson. Like, what the fuck?
Stop coddling her.
Oh my God.
I like Juliet less and less as each second of the day goes by.
Me too.
I wish you guys could see me right now.
She's raising her hands in the air, and she's got, like, her eyes just got super intense, like a lion about to pounce. There's the Leo. Yeah, my God. And okay, here's my favorite part was Alyssa and Juliet's confrontation. I really like Alyssa in this episode. I don't necessarily know if we would get along in real life just because I've seen some Instagram stories that she's posted. And also she's dating Alex. So that's kind of a weird.
Wait, what's going on her Instagram?
Just that, I mean, okay, I'm going to get political for a second. But she posted on her story, like this, she was flipping through like this empty book. It just said, like, there was nothing on the pages. And then she flips to the front and it says, reasons to vote Democrat. And I mean, look, you don't have to agree with like the Democratic Party on everything and, you know, whatever. But I mean, just, I think some, it's just really polarized right now. And I'm just not, I'll just say it, I'm not a fan of Trump. I don't care. I cover retail. What?
Are you allowed to say that?
Whatever. It doesn't matter. I cover retail. It doesn't matter. I'm a columnist. Doesn't matter,
okay,
people.
Okay.
But yeah. So I just kind of was like, I don't know. No offense to all of our, you know, if you guys like that kind of stuff, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it. We can still be friends. I'm just saying, you know, just my personal opinion. And so. But, like, Alyssa is really calm, cool, and collected this whole time, I thought. She's like, why is it a big deal? Why is it awkward? Because like, Juliet's like, oh, it's a little weird. And she's like, why is it weird? If you've both moved on, then why is it weird? And Juliet goes, well, Alex isn't over it. She's so dramatic.
There she goes again, just assuming everybody's in love with her.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's just, it's also like just such a childish, so many of the things that she does are so transparent to me. Like she's just acting out because she's trying to start stuff, you know? And so that's what she said. And then of course, Alex shows up and he goes, oh, this is great. And he goes, I didn't date one of your friends out of respect for you. Like in front of Alyssa, like, oh, the only reason I'm with her and not one of your friends is because I wanted to respect you, Juliet. That's kind of how I interpreted it. This crappy person. Alyssa walks away. They kiss. I saw a lot of talk about this online. People were upset that Alex and Alyssa kissed right in front of Juliet. I mean, it was like a quick peck. What are your feelings?
I mean, they're not dating.
I mean,
I don't think that is disrespectful or whatever. They're at a party. They're together. Well, together, whatever they are.
Yeah. It was a quick kiss on the lips. Yeah. It was a peck. It doesn't matter. But yeah. And so Juliet's like, I would never do that to you. You texted Robbie, I'm going to win her back. And Alex is like, no, I didn't. And Alyssa's kind of saying she didn't know how fake Juliet was. And then Alyssa's kind of saying in the background, she feels like Alex still loves Juliet. And Alex tells Juliet, you made a big mistake by breaking up with me. And Juliet was like, why? Because but you cheated on me. And acts like, I didn't cheat on you. So, and then he goes back to Alyssa, and Alyssa's saying that, you know, I feel like you're in love with Juliet. And Alex is like, no, I don't. I don't love her. So that's kind of when it ends. So what do you think? Do you think he's still in love with Juliet?
I think he wants to be dating the hottest person. Mm-hmm. Well, who everybody says is the hottest person.
Yeah.
I just, going back to what I said, I don't see his emotional depth. I just can't see him loving anybody. Mm-hmm. He's just, there's nothing inside of him.
I know.
Nothing going on in his brain. I wonder what his IQ is.
Should take a test. Post the results online. This is what happens, I guess, when you're insanely spoiled and you have everything handed to you. You think everything belongs to you. And like I said, it's about possession. It's about, like, who is the hottest girl that I can have in my arm at any given moment. Yeah. I mean, this is, like, kind of what I thought about the other day when I saw the birthday party Kylie Jenner threw for her 2-year-old daughter. Like, it's just like an entire theme park she created for her 2-year-old daughter. And it's like, I don't know, like, can't just give them everything. I think I'm an expert, obviously, because I have children. No, I don't. But yeah, I don't know. But it looks like Juliet and Robbie are probably going to break up next week, which is good. I like that. Maybe something between Kelsey and Jake, maybe something between Alex and Juliet, maybe something between Amanda and JJ. So yeah, well, any final thoughts, comments?
No.
Okay.
We watched it so long ago.
Yeah, we watched it on Tuesday.
Next week we are gonna have it up early Wednesday morning.
Yes, right on time.
We should record before, on like Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, we've been getting the press screeners, which is kind of nice. We can watch the episodes ahead of time, but we just didn't have time this past week. Now Linus is stirring. He's kind of awake, so I guess that means it's probably time to go. He was been sleeping this whole time. But okay, well, thanks for listening, guys. Send us your comments, like I said last time, corrections, anything. Follow us on Twitter, where Anna is now verified.
Oh, yes. I'm glad to let you guys know I'm now a verified Twitter user. Because I know all of you guys were wondering about that.
Yep. Happened last week. And
it was a big day for me.
Big day.
Bought some champagne.
She did buy some champagne. It was a very exciting day.
Life-changing, really.
Yeah, she's a different person. She's kind of walking around like she owns the place now. And it's just,
I am.
It's really gone to her head. Send help if you can. If you guys feel like sending me a cheese plate as like consolation, I'll take that.
She has to live with me.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm not verified. It's at Laura E. Finaldi.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm like the only Herald Tribune reporter who's not verified now. Even Tim's verified. Poor Tim.
Listens to our podcast.
Yeah, no, probably not.
All right, we're getting sidetracked.
Okay, you want to give your Twitter handle and your Instagram handle?
My Twitter, Anna Maria Bryson, and my Instagram, Anna Bryson. Yeah, I keep on talking about changing it. I hate my handle. It's Anna Bryson, but the O in Bryson is a zero, and I'm changing that before next week. Oh, so lame.
Okay, guys. Okay. Thanks for listening. Linus is not on Instagram yet, but maybe he will be someday. He'd probably have more followers than me. But okay, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.